My name is Verena Schöttle. I'm a winemaker here on Weingut Wiesenmühle, or on Wiesenmühle Estate.
Tell me about the estate.
The estate is a family-owned estate by the family Schilling. The estate is more than 300 years old. It has been years before a farm and agricultural estate. In the moment, it's wine and agricultural we're doing here. We're producing seeds and also grapes and wines. We own 185 hectares vineyards and more than 250 hectares of acres for producing cereals, potatoes, and sugar beets.
How does this estate compare to others in the region?
We are one of the bigger ones here in the region and in Germany. Most of the wine producing estates own between 10 or 20 hectares, and so 185 hectares is a very big size or large size. And from the grapes, we've got a lot of different grape varieties. So this is our specialty, that we have got more than 35 grape varieties. This is unusual, you can say.
And this estate has been in the family for six generations, 300 years old. Is that normal, typical here?
Often, yes. Yes. Often the wine estates are family-owned in the sixth generation. So you can say this is a typical German traditional estate, yes. This, absolutely.
How do you market your product? I notice you have a store here. You sell some of your wine here, and roughly how? What percentage of the grapes are made into wine that goes? You say that you have a cooperative that you belong to. So how much of it is, do you bottle yourselves? How much goes to a cooperative? That kind of thing.
100 hectares of grapes we are selling to the cooperative, or around about 100 hectares. The rest we will harvest and vinificate in our own cellar. And then we sell a part of this one on the bottle, mainly to private customers. And the other part we sell for other wine estates, like in the barrel.
Tell us about your job. You told us a little bit about your background, your education, how you got this job.
Oh, I love my job. I studied winemaking and oenologies, and here on the estate, I look for the vineyards. I'm a little bit in the cellar. I made the office, so it's a very interesting job, and you always have things to do, and it's not boring.
And it's year-round. Your vines are out here 12 months a year, so you always have something to do.
Yes, okay, yes, absolutely. Every time in the vineyard is something to do, and in the cellar often also, so especially from September until April or May in the cellar, yes.
How much education did you need? How many years did you go to school to learn how to do what you do?
Around about 5 years. Because before studying, I made a kind of practice that needs 2 years, and then 3.5 years of the study.
And so when you study, are you studying different varieties? You're studying the diseases? You're studying all that stuff?
Yes, that's right. It's a kind of economic study, the economics, then the viticultural part, so the diseases, the grape, the biological of the grape, and another part is the chemical part, you can say, while vinification, the fermentation process, the technical aspects, and so it's a very large but not uninteresting study, yes.
That's a comprehensive education then. You're learning all kinds of things, biology, agronomy, chemistry, economics, all kinds of marketing, all that stuff in 5 years.
Yes, but this sounds difficult, but it isn't difficult. It's like in every study, you've got parts you like, you've got parts you don't like. For me, the biological and chemical parts are very interesting, the economical not so much, but I think this is normal.
Well, we're visiting here during a very important part of the season, the growing season, and that's harvest. Tell us what's going on out in the vineyards right now.
At the moment, we are harvesting the grapes. This needs between 4 or 7 weeks a year, the harvesting time here in this region. And we have to look every day if the grapes are healthy, if they are ripe enough, if the time is right for harvesting. And when sometimes the weather is not so good, we can't harvest, but the grapes had to be harvested. So this is a difficulty every year. But in the moment, we are very content because the weather is good. It's cold, but dry. And so we hope the next 3 or 4 weeks, it will go on. And we need the colder temperature because for ripening of the later ripen varieties, this is better than a warm fall time.
What will your yields be from your vineyards?
It's difficult to say because this depends on the grape varieties. Some varieties like Müller-Thurgau or Dornfelder, these are specific German varieties, are high in yield. Other ones like the Pinot grapes or Riesling are not so high in yield, but an average yield you can say are between 10 or 12, maximum 14,000 kilograms per hectare.
So these are all wine grapes, not table grapes at all?
No, we're only producing wine grapes, yes.
And what kind of a year has it been, a growing season this year?
This year? It has been difficult because winter had been very long and very cold. Then the rain starts. The springtime also had been very cold. And we have rain in March, in April, in May, in June. In June it also was too cold, but then we've had a very nice summertime, hot July, and the grapes can ripe in a very fine September. And now, at the 1st of October, we hope of a golden October, so we say in Germany, dry, cold, and with a good weather for our grapes.
What kind of disease pressure do you have, or disease or insect pressure, and what kind of crop protection chemicals do you have to use?
What kind of chemicals
do you want to know?
Yes.
What kind of pressure do you have, and what do you have to use to protect the crop?
We use plant protection mediums, fungicides, against the mildew, and against the insects we only use a biological weapon, you can say, kind of pheromone, and so we don't need to fight against the insects by a chemical thing.
And how often do you have to apply fungicides?
Between 8 or 10 times a year. From May until August, the plant protection is very important for us.
Speaking of working hard, you said you love your job. There are several other people here that work with you.
Yes, here more than 30 persons are working, and the main part of them are always outside in the vineyard.
And what are they doing in the vineyard when they're out there?
In the winter, they are cutting the plants, and in summertime, they look that the plants get the plant protection. They made the handwork, the manual work in the vineyards. Normally, every week is another work to do in the vineyards outside. In the moment, they are looking for the harvesting. That the grapes came on the right time in the cellar. And so then in springtime also we need to plant new vineyards. And in fall time we often made the older ones away. So you see, it's not boring.
What are your biggest concerns or worries about the grapes?
The hail is one worry we have, and the mildew. When the plant protection is not good, we have a big problem because no yield and no grapes, so we can't make money.
In the United States, crop insurance is very important. Is that the case here?
Crop insurance does exist, especially in hail insurance, but it's very, very expensive, and you can't insure all of the vineyards, and especially when you have insurance, the vineyards, you had no yield when the hail or such another thing came. You had no grapes. You can't sell something to your customers. It's not like harvesting grapes when you became money from the insurance. So the better is harvesting healthy grapes and to make a very good wine from these grapes.
Anything else you want to say?
Thank you for your visit. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you for hosting us. We really appreciate it.